Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A variety of opinions about what to do along the border of the United States and Mexico. But the fact is, people are coming in, migrants, asylum seekers, to the tune of perhaps 200,000 a month. The politics aside, many of the people coming into this country, legally and otherwise, have health issues, and to provide the necessary health care, Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center El Paso and Texas Tech Physicians of El Paso, working with Doctors of the World USA and Annunciation House in El Paso, have launched the Border Health Program. Dr. Glenn Fennelly is a professor at Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center. He is also chair of the Foster School of Medicine's Department of Pediatrics and board president of Doctors of the World USA. In the Borderplex area, I mean, you have the cold of the winter, you have the heat of the summer, you have the long journey in so many cases. What are you seeing as people come into this country, the ones who need your help?
Right. Well, you know, first of all, it's an honor and a privilege to be able to serve anybody and everybody in the greater El Paso area that needs health care. That's part of the mission of Texas Tech University Health Science El Paso, and also Doctors of the World USA that we're partnering with believe strongly in health care for all. In terms of what we see, a lot of it isn't dissimilar from what any primary care office might see in any given day. Runny noses, cough, cold, headache, some tension-related on the other hand, there the whole range. There's some that have very significant trauma, physical trauma. Certain individuals fall off the wall in the attempt to cross. And some of the most severe trauma you may ever expect happens because nothing breaks that impact from 20, 30 feet above. On the other hand, there is also a lot of psychological trauma. One can only imagine what it's like to literally walk or travel hundreds of miles from either Central America, Venezuela, Cuba, and then the anxiety and stress around crossing the border. So there's a lot of need as well for sort of mental health first aid.
There are several facets to the way this is handled. You have the direct clinical services. You have the obviously the emergency care. Talk about the system and how it works.
Right. So individuals with most severe trauma are most likely going to be immediately triaged to our University Medical Center in El Paso, which is the regional level one trauma center. Aside from that, what's happening is this program, this clinical care program, is built on a program that Annunciation has had for almost 50 years. That's Annunciation House. For almost 50 years has provided shelter and refuge to individuals right after they're released from Border Patrol. So these could be migrants, refugees, asylum seekers. What Annunciation House has always striven to do is to welcome. Number one, you've had this long, perilous journey. You've arrived and you're safe. Part of that as well is we all need to be safe where we live. So the assumption is that many are escaping areas, neighborhoods, conditions that they fear. So what we've built upon this is at the site that they're being sheltered, we've begun to provide medical care, whether, as I mentioned, that's treating colds, it's treating other illnesses. In many cases, there are adults with chronic illnesses that have been separated from their medication, whether it's oral agents to lower their blood glucose, hypertension agents. We reconnect them with those medications.
There is also the issue of PTSD in many cases, the sexual assault part of this equation, the children who come in. And this comes at a time when we hear about the overload on hospital staff across Texas. How is your organization, the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center, the Texas Tech Physicians of El Paso, Doctors of the World USA, Annunciation House, how are they all working together to handle this increasing load?
So a very important part of what we're doing is to collect information and data. This, in many ways, is the unique special population. I've already headlined some of the unique problems that they have, but we feel it's very important to connect additional data. What is the proportion of the individuals we're seeing that have been raped or other psychological trauma? How can we, in time, better serve them? Now, this could range from something as simple as primary or more complicated dental care. There, for example, have been a few dental emergencies. So through sort of systematic questionnaires and intake, we're trying to collect that information so we can get a much better sense of how we can serve, design this program going forward, and also how we can advocate at the regional, state, and federal level to make sure that the care for these individuals is part of our healthcare ecosystem.
This is also in many ways a teaching moment too, isn't it, for future doctors who are learning and will go out and perhaps work along the border in years to come?
Absolutely. And for me, this is one of the most exciting parts. I wear the hat of being chair of pediatrics for Texas Tech Physicians. I'm also president of the Board of Doctors of the World USA. The mission of Texas Tech and Paul L. Foster School of Medicine is sort of tripartite mission. One is clinical service, which we're doing here. The other is the sort of research that I mentioned. And third is educating our future doctors, whether they be medical students or residents. So indeed, these are problems that are unique to our region. These are problems that are unique to the so-called border plex. And our future graduates and future doctors need to know them well and need to know how to respond to them, both immediately in terms of how do we best serve, and then I also mentioned at the level of advocacy.
This is one of the topics, I think, that for a lot of people, and I can only speak for myself, when you talk about the border situation, we often think of it only in terms of apprehension, of deportation, of the asylum process. But this is something that affects everybody who comes across. Looking ahead, what do you see as the future of healthcare along the border?
I see this in the context of a much, much bigger global challenge.
Okay.
Doctors of the World has 17 global chapters in 17 different countries. Another area of interest for Doctors of the World is along the Syrian-Turkish border, for example. Mm-hmm. Our executive director, Fraser Mooney, from our U.S. chapter, visited there just 2 to 3 days prior to the first earthquake there. At that time, Doctors of the World clinics were serving 1,000 Syrian refugees each day in their clinics, and their encampments of upwards of 30,000 or more individuals there. So the refugee problem is worldwide. We, all of our societies, have to find a way to come up with a proper humanitarian response, which in certain cases is a man-made crisis or a human-made crisis when it comes to crossing that border. So in time, we only hope that there are more humane policy around crossing the border, number one. We can't address, obviously, the issues that make these individuals feel unsafe at home. Increasingly, some of this may due to hurricanes, earthquakes, what have you. On the other hand, what we can fix is the humanitarian response. Embed firmly in governments and jurisdictions that healthcare is a right, and everybody within your jurisdiction deserves access to that healthcare.
We've been speaking to Dr. Glenn Fennelly. He is a professor and chair of the Foster School of Medicine's Department of Pediatrics at Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center in El Paso. He is also the board president of Doctors of the World USA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.